445 million years ago to today, after the artwork by Sabine Snaith.
The velvet sky, a black void where ragged white lines chalk a single ice mountain, a stalagmitic iceberg etching the velvet, cragged in frost, a swirling shard penetrating the void and whiting the scene. Alongside, a portioned spit of plain brown beach, a sandy shore, and look, sliding in at sea level, a kaleidoscopic invader, a brownish sludge, a cosmic soup, psychedelic like swirling ink.
A clay pipe submerges in water, 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 bright, freezing, fresh, enough to lie in, a filigree from blue mountains, like ice, but liquid, like feathers, but water, pushing from a pipe, above, below, and skimming on the surface, askance and plain, from all perspectives, electric blue water, and, in the depths, look closely, something there. Is there, like microscopic life.
Remember the sky, the black velvet void. Red blooms like round sunset, a blood-hot jet melting rock, a lava pulse through strata, spawning a horizon ranked with grass, their urchin spines still dewy white. Nearby, a branching of leafy yellow stems, weed strong, the first teetering thrust of something new, reaching past the sun blood bubble toward the cosmos. On the sandy shore, a petite green cousin roots alone.
The waters are plural. They are brimming. White blue frond swirls switch. They could be teeming with something, swimming with green potentiality, a bacterial blush of kaleidoscope chaos, gifted by the porcelain pipe. The flowing limb dipping its godhead into the whirlpool, its hard stem a scythe, slicing continents, massing land in tectonic motion, rumbling the waters.
Trees, firm roots in coffee soil, rich like the velvet sky, a tree-lit parade, here a conifer, here, an oak, or call it quercus, supple and shrubby, one so new the trunkwood is white, the canopy lime green, a prim bouquet. Next door, a tall sibling stretches like a teenager. In front of the rocks, massive, craggy as mountains, earthy with lichen. Yonder, two peaks, rumor volcanoes.
Silence. A shrouded ocean. A blue sepulchre through which the pipe grieves, dark and sclerotic, its flow extinct. In the gloaming, could they be mollusk husks, shades of ammonite? An anthropod invertebrate cemetery where only trilobites scull the seabed, filtering the silt, sinking, yet alive, in two washed-out pools of light.
a flower, a light-filled lotus, beaming yellow-orange, it is sunburst busy in deep banks of mineraled soil, fecund across, what, a reflective pool, where an upright redwood stands, a grand-trunked sequoia, framed by green mountains, see the sides etched in leaves and stems like runic formulae. Ice constructs the floor, overarching all, the steady black matte sky.
A new blue order, a palisade polygon phalanx, where the pipe snakes in womb shadow, in viscous aqua, where three silver quadrilats conceive themselves, where two platinum angles probe the shallows. Ice again, its white-blue freezing, its space between, where shimmering substrates nurture something crystal.
Orange blasts the sky, a fire prism of liquid gold, scorched velvet, eruption or meteorite, terrible geometry, white the grass, melt the trees, sublimate the hills with diamond light. The rocks convert to softer compounds, mottle them brown, green, purple, grey, a living for all sorts of tendrils to inch their way across the earth. Below the sand, the umbilical pipe persists in ice blue seas.
From above, white light, clear as blue winter day, the pipe is glass. An ice condenser tube suspended in alchemical seas. It hums, it sings, sweetly diaphanous. White wisps waltz with amoeboid forms. They consort around the pipe in pseudopodic bliss. Lucid structures fragment, freeform above stony blank beds.
Bleak, barren, too warm, too dry. Life is evaporating. A scarecrow tree, its pale green aura hanging like cobwebs. It roots lightly in pink desert sand. The grass is straw now. Blown back on monocropped boards. Wildfire soars in the mottled rock. Behind, two steel-slick towers reflect artificial indifference. Top floors, puncturing sky.
The waters. What happened? Acid racked. World thunder dark. A tempest flays the pipe to its bitter lead. Its swan neck corroded, loosing atoms to the current. It descends, still plumb straight through tarry depths, past smoke-tailed filaments and rusted silt, deeper, deeper, until it meets what? An oil-sick rag, pitch-soaked, unfathomable.